Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But I got to tell you, you cannot say anything other than a couple issues. The Rams' defense is pathetic. And secondly, Greg Zuerlein absolutely should have to eat soap after that shank. I mean, honestly, dude, he has he kicked 3 of 4 tonight. He made the ones that didn't matter. 3-0, 6-0, 29-24, right? It was 26-24, and he made one. And then the game winner, he walks out there and misses everything. So, I mean, it was close. I don't care how close it is. When you miss, right? It doesn't matter if it's a foot or 5 or 20 feet. He missed, and that's all that matters. And it is absolutely baffling to me how it is surreal how every kick now has become the most laborious thing you've ever seen in your life in the NFL. These guys are absolutely terrible. They are. Every extra point has become a nightmare, and game-winning field goals are non-existent. Are they not like the hardest? It is literally the hardest thing to do in all of football is now kick a field goal. It is the hardest job in sports because no one makes them. Have you ever noticed? Don't even tell me that guy, he's one of the best kickers in the league, right? How does he miss a 43-yarder from dead center? I mean, you knew he was going to miss, right? I mean, we had weather here, right? So whenever it rains here, the TV goes out. So we never even saw it. It was going out. The TV. So I knew that I was going to miss the kick. But all I saw was the fans jumping up and down. So I knew he missed, right? Because the TV was going in and out. And I'm just thinking to myself, it is so unbelievable to me that guy missed. And remember, the spread was 1.5, right? So they beat him 30-29. I covered the spread. But I don't give a rat's ass. When I watch that pathetic team, they are pathetic. I don't care what anybody says. I am standing by everything I say. That team is going nowhere because of that defense. Now, I think Zuerlein's a good kicker, but tonight you suck, dude. Nice miss. You get paid a lot of money, and when it mattered, you couldn't kick a game winner for 43 yards. He does that in his sleep. Let me tell you something. These guys go, I know, they go to practice. They do nothing. They sit there on the sideline and kick field goals for an hour and stand around scratching their onions. They do absolutely nothing. They make millions, and the guy does nothing all day long. He'll hit a few field goals, right? That's his day. And then in the game, when it matters, did you see him miss that? I mean, it's inexplicable to me how these guys miss. I mean, they miss now more than ever that I've ever seen in my life. Listen, do you remember Morton Anderson and like Gary Anderson, the two kickers, remember the long time? They both kicked forever. Do you remember how long those guys kicked? They never missed those. Just so you know, those guys never missed. I saw Gary Anderson. I showed you the one, right? A 51-yarder in overtime in a wild card game at the Astrodome, right? Did he not nail it? I mean, I'm telling you, these guys kick about 2 of 10 now. You see a guy make a 56-yarder to win a game like Lutz. Then you won't see it again for 3 months because all they do is miss. Tell me I'm wrong, Carver High. All they do is miss.
I don't disagree with you.
The extra points they miss.
A field goal kicking in the National Football League it's bad. It's really bad.
And then who did the Patriots pick up? Mike Nugent? They might as well have gotten Ted Nugent.
Well, that's the one thing. The Patriots are going to find out what life's like without, you know, one of the 3 or 4 best guys. You know, there's only a couple guys in the league that you can count on.
That you can rely on.
Look, like Tucker in Baltimore. I mean, Tucker in Baltimore, I mean, you know he's making it. I know that.
Do you remember when he missed, though, and everybody almost fell over?
Right, because he never misses.
But now he does.
But not. That's the only one he's missed.
Okay, well, now he'll join the club of losers. None of them can make them. I mean, it's literally none of them. They miss all the time. I'm not even making this stuff up. They miss all the time. These kicks, they have become the most difficult, it is laborious. I mean, watching them try to make these field goals, it's embarrassing. And you know the one that always works, literally 100% of the time, the freeze, right? The Mr. Freeze, you call timeout right before the guy kicks it in college or pro, they always miss. Because the guy will make the one that they freeze, right? The guy kicks it anyway, and he makes it, right? And they wave it off, and then they make him kick it again. And then the second one, they always miss, right? Like 110% of the time, they miss. A guy can't kick two of them in a row. He'll miss the second one every time. It's like automatic. When I see it, like in-game betting, that's the bet you need to make from now on. If you can get an in-game bet on it on a second kick at the end of the game, that's the kind of betting I like. George in L.A., you're on CBS Sports Radio. How pathetic is your team, dude?
They're pretty pathetic, brother. At least my Dodgers won. But, yeah, you're right. We got no damn defense. If we don't get a defense going, we have no chance. Goff did play a good game. I mean, you got to give him credit. That was a miracle interception at the end there. But, yeah, our defense sucks.
Yeah, actually, you know, I thought it was a miracle. I'll give you that. I thought it was a miracle interception. But I actually I got to be honest with you. I mean, I didn't think he was bad, okay? I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to say he was bad, but I didn't think he was that good either, Goff, tonight.
No, I agree, but it's good experience when you go in that place there is so loud and so, you know, it caused all the false starts and the delays in the game.
I mean, I'm not blaming him for anything, all right? But I will say this. The one time when he was about to get sacked in the end zone, he almost threw that pick right there. That was a stupid-ass play. And then I got to tell you, I'm not blaming him for anything. I'm blaming their defense. I'm blaming Wade Phillips. And I'm blaming the players, more so the players. And I'm blaming Zuerlein. Zuerlein, that is an absolute joke field goal. I don't care how loud it is. That's a joke. 43 yards today for a professional field goal kicker that makes millions because they pay him a few mil. I mean, he's got the starting kicker. I guarantee he's making $2 or $3 million, Carver High, right? At least.
They do.
$3 million. A guy can't kick a 43 yarder. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I don't even care if he kicked three of them before that. You know why? Because all those had no pressure. Absolute no pressure. It's easy. In his sleep, he does it. But when the pressure was on, the guy missed it. And that's all there is to it. You suck. You eat soap the whole flight home. Honestly, how bad was that? Like 43 yards from dead center. The guy missed it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Your defense is deplorable. Let me tell you something. You said it. If they don't figure that out, figure it out. I said the same thing an hour ago. What, are they going to figure it out on Christmas Day? Is someone going to give them a gift of how to play defense? They're not going to figure it out. That defense has a bunch of old, washed-up players on it and veterans. They suck. They can't stop anything. Remember, Tampa put 55 on their ass last week. 55. That's it. And then they give up 30 right on the road to Seattle. Listen, I don't care what you say. 85 points in 2 weeks. They have figured nothing out. Their defense is terrible. Flush. Period. That's it. They will never be good. They're not winning any Super Bowl with that defense. There you go.
You're right.
I am right. They're terrible.
Well, the way I see it, Pharrell, is just going to be a rebuilding program as far as their defense, and maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Go root for the Dodgers, George. And the Lakers. The Rams. The Rams are the Rams, aren't they? Are they not always the Rams? They really are. They end up being the Rams at the end of the day, don't they? Seriously. Steve in Seattle, shaking up, buddy.
Shaking up, Scotty.
What's happening?
Oh, man, what a game. Who needs cardio when you can just watch a game like that? You know, it was just down to the wire, nerve-wracking. I think both defenses had a struggle at times. We gave up a boatload of yards. But, you know, like I said, this Rams team is good offensively. Defensively, they're obviously not as good as last year or the year before. You know, so I'm just happy to sneak away with the win. It was a great Thursday night game, unlike some of them. And, I'm just happy. But now I'm bummed there's no Seahawks on Sunday.
Well, I'd rather have a win than worry about seeing them play in 3 days, to be honest with you. I got to tell you, Goff threw for 395 yards. It wasn't bad. He went 29 of 49, and he had a pick. And Wilson was more efficient, 17 of 23, a lot tighter, 4 touchdown passes, 268. I thought for sure, without a doubt, Wilson had a better game than Goff. Goff is this high-priced guy. Wilson also, $140 million. Wilson played better, without a doubt. 4 touchdowns, no picks. That's it. He had a better game. And they won because of Wilson. They won the game because of Wilson, and they won the game because the Rams cannot stop any play at all. They cannot stop the run, and they definitely cannot stop the pass. They're awful. And I said this before. They might as well just trade him. I know that people say I'm insane. No reason to pay Aaron Donald all that money because he's literally playing by himself. He's playing by himself. He is literally by himself rushing the passer, and there's no one else on the defense that makes any plays. So, I mean, rebuild. The guy said rebuild and worry about next year. They have a massive problem on their hands. I got to tell you, take a really good look in the last 2 weeks. There's exactly who you are. That's your team right there, the team that gave up 85 points. And then Seattle, Wilson, as long as that guy's healthy, you could win every single game you play because he's in every game. Every game. You have to deal with him. He's a nightmare. Dealing with him is a nightmare.
Yard game. Boy, he really scared me with that the last touchdown when he bobbled that. I was like, no, oh, my God. You know, it's fourth down.
It really wasn't that emotional. It was an easy tip. He caught it. He could have caught it drunk.
I know.
He batted it in the air 5 feet in the air. He could have juggled three balls and still caught it. I didn't think it was hard at all. He did it like one-handed. It was not hard at all. I think
it was
just
nerve-wracking.
You just thought it was nerve-wracking when you saw it bounce out of his hands. I thought the other play was nerve-wracking when he threw the ball back on the third down and he tossed it back like he was playing in the Big Ten again.
It was a stupid play. You do a dive play to Chris Carson and just hope he can get 2 yards.
Right.
You know, you go the most direct route. And they try and, let's go around the end.
Listen, I thought the Rams should have won the game. That's it. The Rams should have won the game. They had it. They moved it right down the field. The guy's got it. What was it, a 43-yarder? And he chunked it. That's it. They should have won the game. I don't care what anybody says. They moved down the field. No problem. They set up a game-winning chip shot. That's a chip shot. Isn't the extra point 33 yards? This was 10 yards more. It's a joke. 43 yards. Do you understand their accuracy? An NFL kicker between 40 and 50 yards is outrageous. These guys nail 95% of their kicks. And then you go to 50 and on, and then it gets sketchy, right? But from 30 to 50, these guys are lethal. But on extra points now and game-winning field goals, the league has a real problem. It might have been the best thing they ever did to the league, I got to tell you, the moving it back, because it has changed the game dynamically. The game has changed dynamically now because every single game, name the last game you've watched in the NFL, seriously, Carver High, that you haven't seen a missed field goal or extra point. Name a game you haven't seen one.
It's very rare.
It's just automatic. Every single game, you see these guys butchering extra points and field goals. That's all there is to it. It has become a monstrosity trying to kick a field goal in the NFL. It's embarrassing. It really is. It's laughable. You know, in my opinion, if you want to get rich quick, learn how to kick field goals and be deadly accurate. They should really, you know, remember a month ago there, the fascination was get Carly Lloyd a job kicking or whatever. Wasn't that who it was? And she was kicking 55-yarders. She should try out for a team because she can kick dead center 55-yarders. I don't care if they're soccer balls and footballs. I don't care if she's kicking garbage cans. She makes them, and these guys suck. I mean, the guys in the NFL, literally, the ones I'm watching, they all suck. I mean, they're terrible. There isn't a guy in the league that I trust. Not one. Literally not one. Including Zuerlein or Lutz, any of them. They all suck, and that's all there is to it. Watching them kick now is laughable. It is.
Right, that's why you're talking guys like Vinatieri just staying at, 45? That's why you're bringing back guys like Matt Bryan in Atlanta after you've already cut him, and he's been on the road to retirement.
Because he kicks him through.
Because there's so much, their accuracy still at that age is better than these 23-year-olds somehow.
Because they can kick between 30 and 50 yards deadly. And then you go out 55, 60, they can't do it. These guys like Lutz, they'll kick 156, 58-yarder the whole year, right? Those are very hard to kick. But I thought they should be embarrassed tonight, the Rams, by that defense and by that that game-winning field goal. The whole thing was it's laughable how embarrassing they looked.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.